Search for Things You Can't See. Written by Calypsid and read by K-Burb. This is a Mass Effect fic, rated general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Femme Shep / Garrus and is a pirate AU, tagged with Canon Divergence, C-Sec, Space Pirates, and God, they're dumb, and I love them. This is part one of On Winds and Wild Tides. He's elbow deep in the guts of the navigation computer when the comm makes an urgent, inquisitive noise that makes him jerk and hit his head on the forward readout. He takes a precious second to grumble under his breath before scrambling up to thumb the line open.
Vicarian!
She's practically crowing. He's only met her once, but she's hard to forget, so he can imagine the scene. Shepherd, loose and long-limbed, sprawling sideways over her pilot's chair, her strange human mouth in a wide, triumphant smile.
Of all the transport lanes in all the universe.
Shepherd,
he says aloud.
Should have known you'd be here in a heartbeat.
That's what happens when a sweet and juicy target like you broadcasts a distress beacon over half a quadrant, Vicarian.
Static over the line now, and the sounds of someone fumbling with the mic. He winces, turning down the volume until the loud knocking stops. When she comes back on the line, it's obvious that she's moved closer to the pickup. She's no louder than she was before, but she's not projecting anymore, speaking more intimately, like they're friends. Like they could be friends.
Seriously, Vicarian, you all right? Looks like half your engine is gone. The radiation's giving us a nice light show out here.
She's not. Is she seriously concerned? He's a perfect target, disabled and helpless. Why aren't they boarding him right now? Maybe she's trying to figure out whether he's in any shape to resist a boarding party, whether he's alone or he has help. He'd pick this model because it could be crewed by one person alone. He hadn't expected her to be quite so paranoid. What's her play here? Then again, he's been asking that for over a year, and he hasn't found any answers yet.
I'm fine, Shepherd,
he says, testing the waters. He leans on the console rather than taking the pilot's chair.
I was on the other side of the ship when it blew.
Good,
she says quietly. So quietly, he almost doesn't hear her. It's a shitty line. The comm laser that came with the ship was 30 years old and looked it. Garrus wishes again that they'd have the time to replace a few more things before he shipped out. Shepherd sighs.
In that case, I'm gonna have to ask. I hear you're sitting on a nice pile of military-grade scramblers, Vicarian.
That's more like it. He'd clearly been hearing things earlier. Concern is a strange look on a pirate.
I'd love to know where you heard that, Shepherd,
he says, narrowing his eyes as if she's standing in front of him and he can read her tells, her breathing, her heart rate. What he wouldn't do to get her into an interrogation room. She laughs, loudly enough to make the line crackle.
I just bet you would, Vicarian.
Come on, Shepherd,
he says, playfully drawing out his words.
Give a little.
I think that depends on exactly what you want out of me, mister.
He laughs.
I can think of a fi-
Gareth stops mid-word. Are they- Is he flirting with her? Is she flirting back? He stares at the mic in horror. There are three people listening to this conversation in real time, and it's being recorded. Spirits, his father is probably going to hear this. He rakes a hand over his face and sighs. Damn it.
Gareth, you okay?
And no, that's definitely real, tangible concern.
Fine, Shepard,
he says, though to his own ears he sounds tired.
Look, I don't know what you think I have on board, but I can tell you right now, it's nothing you want.
She's silent for a long, long time. He doesn't have eyes on her ship. His piloting computers really are shot to hell. She could leave at any time, and he wouldn't know it. He can picture it so clearly, staring at the comm line, waiting for her, listening to the static. So it's a surprise when she laughs again, the static cutting in and out like fighters curving through the helium streams that arc between the huge, ponderous fuel extractors on SNS. That's the only reason he looks up, even though there's nothing to see. There's no one there.
You'll have to forgive me if I don't believe you, Vicarian.
You really don't want to come over here, Shepard, he says, almost as if he's warning her.
He's riding perilously close to the line as it is. He doesn't know why he's trying to stop her. The whole op depends on this sting. Her ship is so fast that it's impossible to catch her in normal space. And there's something else, too, that he doesn't have clearance for, but he could see the shape of it in the way his superiors discussed means and options while he silently stared at the briefing on his Omni-tool, the target's bio outlined in red. Shepard, Jane, human. Spectre status revoked, 2183. Rogue. Current location unknown.
We don't all get what we want, do we?
Shepard says. She sounds tired, too, and for the first time it occurs to Garrus to wonder what the last year's been like for her. Not what she's been doing or why, but how it must have felt to be on the run, constantly on the verge of being captured or blown out of space, wondering whether everything she gave up was worth... Was worth what? He'd never been able to understand why she turned pirate in the first place, and why her whole crew didn't stop her. Didn't leave, but went with her. No Turian would have done it, or allowed it to happen, and he can't believe even humans would abandon their duty that way. Maybe he's a bad Turian for even thinking it, but something is wrong with this whole scenario, from top to bottom. This might be his only opportunity to find out what it is.
Shepard,
he says. His heart beating double time with anxiety. There are three listeners, and the second they hear something they don't like, they're going to signal the reserve ships, and then they're done. He's supposed to be persuading her to dock so they can trap her, or to take his ship into tow and let her show them where she's provisioning so they can make a clean sweep of her operation. She must know that. She has a plan. He thinks he might know what it is. But first he has to know.
What's the point? You've turned pirate in council space. They're going to blow you out of the sky if they catch you. Why did you do it?
The listeners won't pull the plug now. Not if they sent a possible confession coming. And that gives them time. Not much. It'll have to be enough. He's listening hard, so he catches her quick inhale. Almost distorted beyond recognition by the static and the shitty line.
You... Gareth, how can you ask me that? You were there, that day on the Citadel. You saw it. Don't you know?
Gareth is there again, in his head, the day that the Citadel welcomed its invader with open arms, that strange dark shape nesting on the tower. He remembers the smoke most of all, constant and everywhere. The many different kinds of electrical fires and boiling coolant leaks and burning cloth and exotic woods and flesh. There were so many fires that day, the life support systems had simply stopped working, unable to cope. How had she known he was there? What does she think he saw?
The Council.
He can hear the disgust in her voice.
They were never going to take the Reapers seriously. Someone had to do something, even if they won't, even if it kills us, at whatever cost.
At whatever cost. It rings in his head like a bell, something so true and fundamental to his entire psyche that he's never had to think about it, something he never, ever expected to hear out of a human.
The Reapers, he says slowly.
The Reapers, plural, meaning more than one. The strange, dark, misshapen insect clinging to the tower, like a leech. Garrus leans down, reaches under the open console he's been working on, into its guts, and rips out the audio bug. There's a tracker here in the nav system, right there, and he rips its power linkages out too.
This is a trap, Shepard, he says, speaking quickly, because he knows that Taurian squadrons are already on their way. You have to get out of here. Now.
I know,
she says, sounding strangely cheerful at the news.
Joker's ready to get us out of here. We're just waiting on you, Vicarian.
Garrus laughs, but he's already heading for rear freight, where the carefully marked and tagged crates are. He's got a localized EMP subroutine hidden away on his Omni-tool. Maybe he can burn out the trackers? But even if he can't, the overwhelming relief of doing something, anything, makes him feel light and free in a way he's never felt before. To be able to do something without red tape or bureaucracy, on a mission with real stakes and real consequences, this is the right mission with the right people. And he wonders a little that he's never realized he was looking for that. Doesn't matter. It found him anyway. The end.